You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it true that that fiancé, who's upstairs in the Borgata getting ready her wedding later today,
getting her makeup done at 6:30 for a 4 o'clock wedding?
Yes.
Devin and I were curious about that.
Yeah,
that is
that's
early.
It's a long time.
Very long time.
You know why? Long time for her to think about the hammer.
Oh, my God. Well, now she's certainly going through with the wedding after you lost Beat the Hammer. I will say
yeah.
That
is true, actually.
She told you had
probably
to win.
Ruined her whole day, honestly.
If you missed it earlier, there was this woman that walked by. She's getting married later today. She is a fan of the Hammer, which I appreciate, and I try to spin into a controversy on the air, but I'm just playing around. All right, let's get to the Got a Door and Window to the weekend. There's a lot up ahead. It's all brought to us by Got a Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Got a Door and Window. Call them today at 1-877-GO-GOTTA. Also, you can visit goguida.com. Well, the Phillies and the Pirates, from our standpoint, the headliner, obviously, locally this weekend. But on a national level, you also have both the NBA and NHL playoffs as those seasons are, you know, getting closer to their conclusion. And also, I got to rip Goff because I don't like when this happened about 5 years ago. PGA is going on right now. I don't mean the PGA Tour. I mean the PGA Championship, which until like 5 years ago was always like, I don't know, August or September. And all of a sudden, they're like, let's put it before Memorial Day.
I thought was looking at it wrong. I went, isn't that later? Because I'm not a big golf person.
They
but
screwed
I know
up.
When, I know when the big stuff is.
They screwed up.
Why?
I don't know. I just know I don't like it.
No, it was bizarre.
Totally bizarre. Bad move by Goff. Don't know why they did it. I think they actually did it for that end of year thing. What's that thing called?
It doesn't seem like it makes that big a difference.
No. Well, if I watch less, it does.
Yeah, when it's coming in later.
What's
in the
that thing? They do that thing at the end of the year where they do that big competition.
Not the Ryder Cup.
It's whatever that end of year thing is called. That Scotty Scheffler seems like he always wins. Anyway, point
is, everything.
I think they moved it for that, and you know, nobody cares about that other thing. Let's put it this way. I'm a golf fan. I don't remember what it's called.
I know. That's what I was about to say. If you don't know, there's very little chance I
won. The Skins game or anything like that,
No. It's some other term. One other thing about this weekend. Final weekend for the Phillies Fantastic Auction. So this closes on Sunday. I don't know the exact time, but it closes on Sunday. Website, phillies.com/fantastic auction. If you get a chance this weekend, check out that site, phillies.com/fantastic auction. This is to, you know, obviously help raise money for Phillies charities and the fight against ALS, you know, the ALS United Mid-Atlantic charity. So great causes, and you can really get some amazing experiences for yourself, your family, loved ones, whoever it might be. 68 different items are up for bid. One of them involves our show, where we'll all hang together before a Phillies game, watch batting practice together, and grab some dinner together. So that's one of, believe me, that's a good item. Believe me when I tell you, there's even better items. I mean, there are some amazing items. Our item, the one connected to our show, is still at $2,610, and we appreciate that bid. But please, you know, try to bid as generously as you can and help raise some money. All right, one more thing before we get back to the phones. I don't think we've dwelled enough today on the fact that if Carl Lewis, Bob Beamon, or Mike Powell were to play football, they could just about jump for a first down.
And this could still be really the answer to the question.
What question?
What happens next if they ban the tush
push?
Oh,
yeah, they get a long jumper.
Like, yeah, just
they
long
ban
jump
the tush
to
push,
the first down.
We could very easily set
Didn't Frankie Louvu try that?
We'll do the handoff.
Oh, look at that.
Seven yards deep in the backfield.
He tried the high jump.
Yeah. Okay, right.
He was going Edward Moses.
He was going for vertical.
If we have the long jumper start his run, I don't know, 10 yards back behind the junction point where Jalen will be handing him
Can
the ball.
Can you imagine a running back starting back there and just sprinting up to the handoff
and timing
start
it? At the 5 yard line and land it 5 yards in the end zone. Yeah. Look, I know you guys ripped me for a lot. You guys ripped me for a lot.
Answer,
but you got
to
admit, this is Devin. Will you admit that upon hearing that these greatest world class long jumpers ever went 29 feet, which is almost 30, do you find it? Had you ever thought
how
about
how far can they go with pads? You think?
Well, that's different, Devin. Have you ever thought about the fact that that is almost the equivalent of a first down? Like jumping for a first down.
Well, it's longer than a first down.
No, it's one foot shorter.
It's 29 feet versus 30 feet.
My brain was thinking yards. Yeah. I mean, it's incredible to think about. I don't know how a human body can do that. I could probably go like a foot max. So,
I mean, James, that is pretty wild. Like, I might be the only person in the history of the world to thought of this.
I don't know if that's true.
Give yourself a little
No, I'm not
here.
Trying to give wow. myself.
Here's what I'll say.
I'm just saying it's wild.
I do wonder rules-wise, what if someone just
tried
that?
I'm not sure if it's legal.
Yeah. Would it be illegal?
I'm trying to look it up, and I'm not.
There has to be something. Cause otherwise,
it's like the tush push. There's a little bit of a gray area.
Legal.
Of course it's legal.
You can jump.
Then
coaches
why don't more people
don't
do
like it?
Well, because there's plenty of
running 30 feet.
Yeah. Because you don't have open space for
and
you know,
pads,
and if you did,
it's
you
hard
keep
to
running.
Jump to begin with. And yeah, also, guys can jump to stop you. You know?
That's true.
Right. I mean, and there's no reason
but
to jump.
Not if you're jumping from 7 yards deep in the back.
Exactly.
And they don't know where you're going to be launching to.
I think
if you have so much, like if you have the capability to jump 30 feet,
can you can
jump
you launch
at
someone?
Any angle.
Like, unfortunately, there has never been a human who can jump
Wouldn't
30 feet
cool?
as evidenced by
the
Joe's top.
And he's launching like way out there to the left. That's a perfect
I don't know.
Perfect play.
Whole thing's freaking wild.
You can't defend that.
All right, Madden Ridley, who may or may not have defeated me and beat the hammer. As of now, he did, but the official posting hasn't been rendered yet.
Oh, it's all but official.
Matthew, I will welcome you back to the show for the second time. Hello.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Classic.
That was really good. Good call.
I don't care. Let's go to Dom from Philadelphia. Dominic, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Dom?
Dom, we've outed you as a Mets fan. That's what DeBoard says, you're a Mets fan. What in the world?
Yeah, I'm a Mets fan, but I'm an Eagles fan. More
yeah,
an
that's
Eagles
a,
fan than a Mets
wait.
Fan.
I wish you were not
How
an Eagles. I wish you were.
Happened?
I wish you weren't.
What is your explanation for this?
Loserdom.
Hey, relax over there. Right? My father's from Queens, New York, and he had his house was right outside of Shea Stadium, and I could look out his window and see the Mets. So I grew up watching the Mets.
What about the Eagles part, though?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
I'm so confused.
I love Pennsylvania.
Wow. So confused. Yeah, you just said you were
from
Queens.
Where in Pennsylvania?
My dad in Allentown. My dad lived in New York.
Ah, okay.
Mom lived in Pennsylvania.
Ah, okay. That's understandable.
This is actually pretty,
I was just confused.
You explained that pretty well.
There you go. I get
it now. Sounds like you're starting to get angry about this.
I get it. No.
No. He's...
You're a Mets fan because your dad is basically the end of the discussion.
Okay, you've got a house that's a little bit.
Well, I would say he's a Mets fan because he's a loser. But you want to say because of his dad? Okay.
Hold on, relax. My dad's actually a Yankees fan, so.
Oh,
no, really confused.
What in the world?
Yeah, let's move on from that.
Guys are going to have a good weekend, aren't you?
All right, what do you got, Tom? Talk to us. We're playing around with you, buddy. Go ahead.
Number one, it don't matter who we play, when we play.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
PA, all right? So it doesn't matter. The schedule don't matter to me.
Unless the Mets play the Phillies, and then it will matter dramatically to the Mets. But go ahead.
I'm talking about the...
I know what you're talking about. I got you.
But I'm saying we'll probably only be TA like 11 or 12 times in the regular season.
Plus, they don't have that...
to make up for that in the postseason when we won't... You know, it's possible we won't have the advantageous seeding that we have enjoyed in previous years.
Tom, they also don't have that guy that was BTAing people.
Yeah, that's right. Don't matter.
Well, we'll find
we'll
out.
Have new people who can BTA.
Maybe. Maybe, maybe not. All right, Tom, give me an answer. Who or what is cheesy?
Wait, I wanted to give you a compliment, Joe.
Oh, sure. Please, sir. Thank you.
Oh, it's definitely a way to keep talking.
Dude. Take all
Time's
the time.
Up, buddy.
Take all the time you need.
Just click. Hang up.
For Beat the Hammer, this is a theory. When callers call in and they skip a question, in theory, they could have somebody there with them, Google that.
Could.
Show
Ooh,
them the answer.
He's calling cheat on Matt.
You can't do that, so I got to give
no.
you credit.
See, do you think Matt cheated? Is that what you're saying, Dom?
Yeah, because he skipped two questions, didn't know it, came back, and then right away, bang, he knew it. Come on, it's only.
Uh-oh. We got a whole new controversy
oh my
to this.
Gosh.
Maybe
wow.
you guys shouldn't let the caller skip a question. You have to answer it if you don't know it.
You know what really perturbs me is that you gave Joe this idea. Yeah. That
now he's going to be listening in a whole different way.
Obsessive over it.
Dom, there's only one person.
Think of this way of assessing.
Dom, there's one person that we took away a win from him one time because we could tell he did that. Now, we have to be able to tell. So I'll put that one under the microscope.
You really did?
Yeah, well.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, Rhea, this.
Yeah. Okay,
Dom, give me an answer, then I'll give you that story. Give me an answer. Who or what was cheesy, Dom?
Joe DeCamera.
All right, fine.
I love that answer.
What a call from Dom.
Rhea, here's the backstory. This is about three and a half years ago.
Okay.
So we were in overtime for, and we could ultimately honestly tell, not because we heard something, but the way the guy was addressing it when we'd asked him. He just wasn't authentic with his answer. So
okay.
We're in overtime. We had tied. And James has a question of which Phillies made an All-Star game in the 1990s.
Okay.
And, I mean, we're going back and forth. And maybe it was even since the 1990s. I mean, we got through about 15 players.
It was nuts. I might have been even more than that. Yeah.
Yeah, we got really deep.
But remember, this guy has a list in front
of him. Well, but we don't know that. We don't know that. We're rattling off all that you would know. He then says a name that is so unbelievable.
I remember the name. Do you remember the name?
It's true. Say it, James.
It was Doug Jones.
It was Doug Jones.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that.
And here's the problem. There still were hefty names available. We had gone through a lot, but there were still a lot available. And
like here's more obvious choices.
A couple. There were a couple, I'll say. Here's the other problem. When we asked him, he just was so slimy about it, we knew he was lying.
Okay.
You can understand for me and Richie to be on Joe's side. And
it had to be clear. Yeah.
And then like the next show, because that's a Friday, I think we're going to bring the guy back on Monday or Tuesday, and then he refused to appear.
And that was...
So it's like...
That sealed the deal.
Doug Jones.
He wouldn't even defend himself.
Could he tell you anything about Doug Jones?
No.
And I think we found out, that he was going in order down the list.
Joe, I had that thought, too. I think it was like, then we went back and checked answers, and it was like in order. And I was like, man.
It's like, if you're going to cheat, you got to go out of order. Right. It's like a girl copied my whole test one time in seventh grade. I got 100. She had never broken 70. She copied every answer. Right. It's like, dude, don't copy every answer.
You're killing her. All right. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours, as it always is, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with time's yours.
I don't think the NFL has a bunch of people sitting in the room actively scheduling for or against another franchise. The fact is, Dallas sells. Dallas sucks, but Dallas sells. And their fans are fraudulent all over the country. The bottom line is, we play who we play.
That caller cracks you up, man. He's pretty consistent.
Mark, he's great, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news. A man driving home from the Borgata with his foot out the window got bit by a shark. I guess the shark wanted to see what a hammer toe tasted like.
I hope not.
I've never seen John look so healthy at the loss to the hammer. Hammer, put your tail between your legs and go investigate the question. You still lost. Have a good weekend.
You know, I was very happy, but then it kind of stretched.
We had celebration playing
in the background, but it got tedious because he was looking for loopholes.
But I like that you continued celebrating even when Joe was trying to argue the results. Wow. You just kept...
It still feels special.
I cheated people for taking the moment away.
You did.
A little bit.
Really did.
Well, wait till next week when I try to figure out a loophole.
Oh, my God, Joe, you're unbelievable. How many times did the Sixers beat the Celtics to win? To win the conference finals? It's right there in the question. Come on, bro. It's right there, dude. Time not yours, Joe. Jabroni.
Called you a jabroni, dude.
Things just sounded funky. I'll figure it out. With that, time's yours. Let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, are you enjoying the NBA playoffs this season? Anyone not here? Five of us.
I am.
I am, too. Yeah. Been pretty good.
Doing good.
But obviously some people aren't getting to it because they were so disgusted with the regular season. John, how do you think people voted?
I think 75% are enjoying.
67% are not.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of people who aren't watching who voted, is my guess. Because, like, I don't know how you could watch and the numbers be like that.
Oh, no, they're not watching. Yeah, they're
not
enjoying.
That's my point. Yeah,
oh,
I agree.
For sure. No, they're choosing not to watch it. Which, you know, I'll say the NBA has to
own that.
Deal with the reality that they have to own it. They gave the NBA, the public, a bad product for 6 months, and then you know you can't just flip a switch and think everyone's going to tune in. It doesn't work that way. Hey, reminder: the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament is happening coming up soon. By the way, June 1st and 2nd at Penn Oaks Golf Club. Dawk will have some of his buddies out there, celebrity friends. Obviously, this is a tournament you can be at. Tournament's going to tee off in the evening with a VIP. Reception and island feel party, as he was describing yesterday, kind of a Hawaiian feel. And it's going to have a live auction and a silent auction on June 1st, all designed, of course, raise great money for the charity for tickets. And this is to help kids. This is to help people that need help in society. So please consider getting yourself there, of course, to make a donation, but also to hang out and have some fun and guff. For tickets to this tremendous event, get yourself to Brian.com. Dawkins.com. That's the website. Reminder, next week on Tuesday, Flyers president and WIP stalwart, Keith Jones, 7:30 to 9:30. So we'll do a deep dive both on the Flyers and Jonesy, find out how he's been. We love Jonesy. Want to see better times.
You said that's Tuesday?
Tuesday.
7:30 to 9:30. Get ready to laugh. We know he provides the laughs. All right. Got to come up with a winning answer for who or what is cheesy. I think it's pretty clear. There's
dad
top
jokes.
Three. Top three.
Yeah.
Dad jokes, the movie Ghost, although I'm less inclined on that, and Carlton Banks.
Yeah, yeah. Carlton. It's dad jokes or Carlton, without a doubt.
Or dad jokes. Yeah,
right. Okay. So,
man, but I felt Carlton adds another layer of cheesiness because he was cheesy in every.
But he didn't say Alfonso Ribeiro. Yeah, he said Carlton.
Yeah.
True.
All right, James.
I'm voting for dad jokes.
Okay. Now, Devin, did you see Fresh Prince? Do you know?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I know who Carlton.
Which do you think it is?
I like dad jokes.
2-0. Rhea.
Carlton Banks.
I'm Carlton Banks. Also, John, break the tie.
Dad jokes. Okay. Had he gone Ribierto or Alonzo Ribierto? Yeah, like maybe.
Hey, JB, you have won the $100 gift card. Enjoy that. Hey, everyone, have a great weekend. Phillies against the Pirates. Let's hope that produces three wins for the Fighting Phils. We'll talk about it all next week. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks to everyone, the great hospitality at Borgata. Talk to you next week. Joe and Hugh, they're up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.